Today on the podcast, we're talking about the million ways to meditate and why it is so important. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about so we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence in our everyday. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, and definitely share with a friend. It definitely helps us get the word out there and lets more people find this podcast. And for that, I truly appreciate it. Another note is I have a great event coming up next Thursday night over at Realignment Studio in Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. It's going to be an Ayurvedic cooking class. We're going to cook together, talk about food and Ayurveda and all the different recommendations that they have in that system, and eat together. So it's going to be a really fun night. You can go find tickets over at realignmentstudiodc.com. Thanks so much. So there are a million ways to meditate. Why did this come up? I was working last night with a client doing an Ayurvedic consultation, and in these Ayurvedic consultations, they're pretty freewheeling conversations. Sometimes we focus a lot on diet. Sometimes a lot of it's about sleep or stress or exercise, or all those different pieces. But I always have a couple little aspects that I try to hit up, particularly if I think it's really relevant for the client. And one that came up yesterday in a couple of my conversations and comes up pretty often is meditation or a mindfulness practice. And I think, you know, if you've been watching the news or you have Twitter or Facebook, you've probably seen all of the articles telling us why meditation is so good for us, why we need to have a meditation practice, how to do it, what to do. And I don't want to add more to the noise of that and explain to you why it'll help you with your focus and your relationships and all of that. I want to get down to the core of why the heck do I meditate? Because I don't necessarily meditate thinking I'm going to become more focused from this, but What is the really core of meditation practice, and why do I think it's so important in this current day and age to have some sort of meditation or mindfulness practice? And why I invite you to think of different ways that you can incorporate meditation and mindfulness into your everyday, and we'll talk about some of the million ways to meditate. So when I think about meditation or mindfulness, and particularly in here, August 2018, why do I think that this is so important? The first word that comes to mind is space. And that's not a surprising one for me because I'm always thinking about space, creating space in time, in life, in energy. Just space comes up a lot for me. But if you think about it, in our current world, there is not a lot of space. We have many computers in front of our faces all day long, i.e. smartphones. We have social networks that are ultimately larger than ever before. We might not have as big of in-person social networks, but we have really large virtual social networks, and you can stay connected with people from your past very easily, even if you live in different cities and different towns. So we have a lot of people to connect with. Our work is more connected than ever before, so most of us do not really leave work at work because our work emails, even work events, they follow us home. And we have activities and life and fixing up the house, and there's a lot of stuff in our world. And this, I mean, it can be a good thing, it can be a really beautiful, full life, but the hard thing is that when you're in the middle of it, when you are day in, day out, you know, always doing something, always doing, going, it doesn't give you time for reflection. It doesn't give you time to step away and actually see what's happening. You know, lots of people, lots of clients that kind of get up and do the same thing again and again because that's the autopilot. That's what they've been doing. When we don't give ourselves space, we don't have this time to say, wait, hold on a second. Why do I always have ice cream after dinner? Why do I always sit down on the couch as soon as I get home from work, right? We just get into these little habits that we just get stuck in them, and we don't necessarily question what we're doing and why we're doing them. And so what meditation does is it gives you just a moment, or 2 moments, 3 moments, to step away, to not have a phone in front of your face, to not have people talking with you, to truly be at, maybe not at peace with yourself, but at least by yourself. And it invites us to actually connect internally with our feelings, our emotions, our body, just all of the mental and physical sensations that are present in our body. And this is a really important thing, because it's when we do take these moments to step back that we can see the rest of our world more clearly. Sometimes I think about it a lot about questioning the thoughts and questioning the thoughts that we're having, that, you know, often something comes into our head, I should do this. And we think that that means it's true. And what I actually invite in myself with my clients and for you now is to actually say, actually, maybe that's not true. Maybe the thought comes up, I should do this. And you don't have to, right? I should, of course, have another beer. Well, maybe you don't need to. I should, of course, go work out now. Well, actually, you really don't have to. And that's where I see the beauty of a meditation and mindfulness practice, is giving yourself space so that you can start to see that your thoughts don't have to control your world, and that every emotion that comes up and every stimulus that comes up in front of your face doesn't have to be the next thing that you do. So that's why I really love meditation, or I really love a mindfulness practice. And to use an example that I think resonates with a lot of people, this is something that my client said last night. She said, you know, I don't have as much anxiety and stress when I'm traveling, or, you know, I'm in a different place, I'm on vacation. Like, just the world feels different when I'm in these new situations and in these new places. And to which, you know, I said, yeah, newness invites presence, right? So taking away the thought of like, oh, no, she's just on vacation, she's just not stressed. Yes, and, okay, sometimes vacation can be very stressful. But when you look at something like it's new, when you get curious about the moment in front of you, then you appreciate it more, you enjoy it more, and you can see the reality of the situation in front of you instead of getting caught up in all of the old thoughts. So if you're just running on autopilot, there's a lot more space for your brain to go haywire and come up with all these stressful and anxious thoughts. But if you are in a sense of curiosity and newness, then you can see the moment in front of you and act accordingly. See the moment, act. See the moment, act. And so that's the other huge benefit of a meditation practice, and particularly a mindfulness practice, which we'll talk about, which is seeing the moment in front of you and seeing it with fresh eyes, because every moment is fresh. You know, even if it was totally right to have that ice cream after dinner yesterday, it might not be today. Maybe yesterday you were hungry. That makes sense. Today you might not be. So here's an opportunity to do something new, to do something different. So let's talk about the flavors of meditation, because I think the reason why people get stuck with not sticking with a meditation practice is the idea of like sitting down quietly for 40 minutes feels really scary. And sometimes even sitting down quietly for 10 minutes feels really scary. So yes, you can do a seated, silent, they call it Vipassana meditation. Another beautiful way to meditate, even while seated, is to say a mantra. So to actually have a word or phrase that you repeat to yourself, something that keeps you present and reminds you of why you're here, why you're doing this practice. So some mantras that I've used in the past, sometimes it's just thank you, and that's to help increase my gratitude of this present moment. I love myself, whew, that's a good one. I am enough, that's a great one. Peace, that's a good one for you for calming. So using mantra is a way to give your meditation direction, give it a little bit of focus, and it can feel a little better than just sitting quietly by yourself. sometimes it can be as simple as counting and, you know, being quiet, breathing, and in your head, inhale for one, exhale two, inhale three, exhale four, inhale five, exhale six. And just this counting, it is a practice of focus and attention, because that's really what we're here to try to do. Another one is to find a specific part of your body to focus on. So sitting there and trying to hear your heartbeat as you breathe, oh my gosh, it's a fascinating meditation. It's one for me that I've actually found quite powerful at different points, because you get so quiet and you realize without even meaning to, there is your body, there is your heart beating right for you. So those are some seated meditations. Body scans, I'll do that last one of scanning from the crown of the head all the way down to the foot, taking body parts one at a time and asking them to soften, to relax. That's a really beautiful way of meditating, and it again focuses your attention and has the beautiful benefit of also combining mind and body awareness. So that's always a great thing. But the other one that I really wanted to mention today is walking and walking meditations, because movement can be a meditation. It doesn't have to be still. And I've had lots of clients over the years that say, oh, well, I don't really meditate, but you know, when I walk my dog, I don't have music, I don't have my phone, and I just notice the world around me. Awesome. Awesome. That is a meditation practice. That is a mindfulness practice. And if you are really there, and if that's the intention of it, I think it can definitely be that. If you have like a dog that's always running around and actually every 2 seconds you have to take care of your dog, that's a little less, I don't want to say useful, but it's going to get you a little less good practice in. But if you can really walk calmly and do your thing and then just simply be present to all of your thoughts as they arise, that is amazing. That is amazing. So I want to invite you to remember that walking and walking meditation can be a really powerful meditation practice that has a lot of benefits. And because, you know, we can't walk every day necessarily, because there's millions of reasons why we might not on any given day, or why we might not get our meditation walk in, I do think that there's a beauty of bringing your meditation walk indoors, meaning if you've experienced this on your walks, if you've done this walk with your dog, by yourself, breathing, noticing the world around you, well then take a seat. Take a seat and imagine yourself on your walk. Visualize your walk and use that as the focus of your meditation, and you might find that a seated meditation becomes possible for you. And so a way to bring your walking meditation back home could be to start to really to sit down with that meditation, to sit down with that visualization. I think that's a really beautiful way of bringing it back home. Lastly, mindfulness in every moment is a powerful thing. I was thinking about this morning, so I was preparing my breakfast and trying to be really aware of what I was doing with, you know, getting out chia seeds and cutting up apple and all of that, and appreciation in those moments and presence in those moments. That is meditation. That is mindfulness. That is creating space. And of course, right, I was doing this and then I started saying, oh, I should talk about this on my podcast. That's a really great idea. And I was like thinking about what I would say on the podcast. And I was like, oh, there we go. No longer in meditation mode, are we, Sam? And I had to bring myself back to it. But it was this reminder of, you know, in those moments that I was just with what my, with my body and with what was happening in front of me, it felt good. It felt really good. So I invite you to practice this, to say, okay, maybe I'll put my phone away for a minute. Okay, maybe I'm just going to breathe on the couch, or maybe I'm going to take a walk, or maybe I'm going to wash the dishes and really notice the water and the dishes and the heat and what I'm doing. And it's in this focused awareness that we begin to create that space in our everyday. So I'd love to do just a short meditation. Just a couple minutes, maybe 3 to 5, And just to practice feeling our breath and to practice remembering that we don't have to be perfect or stop all thoughts in order to be meditating. We just have to be present and have the intention of being present to our breath and body. So wherever you are, take a moment to find either a comfortable seat, or if you're standing, you can of course stand strong on your two feet. If you're walking, just start to notice you're walking. If you're not walking, you might close your eyes. No requirement though. And feel your inhale. Take an exhale. Breath in. And breath out. Another inhale. And an exhale. And you'll breathe in and out through the nose. Maybe you just bring your attention to your nostrils, to where the air is coming in and out of your body. And what a beautiful focus this is for your meditation. Just this wonder at how your breath works. Without you even asking, the breath coming into your body and leaving. The perfect composition of oxygen and nitrogen and carbon dioxide. Feeding and fueling you. Find your breaths. Before we close, just simply scan down the body to just notice if you are holding your muscles and holding any tension anywhere. Maybe it's the jaw or ears, or the neck is scrunched up, or shoulders. Maybe your belly is tight, or your hips could loosen. Can you soften your knees, your ankles, your toes as you move here? Right here, from this softness, you breathe. Knowing this is available to you at any point, your breath is always available. Your focus is always available. Take a deep inhale. Long exhale. As you are ready, slowly open your eyes back up. Take a moment, notice how you feel. Notice what changes with 3 minutes of breath. Hope this has been a helpful podcast for you. I would love to hear about your meditation routines, or if you're considering building some meditation into your life after this podcast, you can leave me a message over on Instagram. I'm at @BeHappyHealthyHuman, or make sure to check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Sending you lots of love and light, and that light in me very humbly bows to the same light in each one of you. Namaste, friends.